Hello, this is Michael Ann Connolly, and you're listening to Habits into Health. This show is all about helping you create your own personal path to freedom from behaviors that you haven't been able to change. Some people use substances or activities to shut themselves down. Others do the same behaviors to charge themselves up. And still others are looking for a little bit of both. No matter what it is, down, up, or all around, since you're listening right now, you might be feeling some frustration about this. And have I got good news for you. Feeling frustrated is actually a good thing. And that's because you're feeling something, even though it's uncomfortable. This is much, much better than being so numb that you can't feel anything or don't care at all. Habits into Health is a holistic approach to waking yourself up, feeling alive and engaged in your life without performing to please or pretend. Whether what you're doing is simply annoying to yourself or others, like chewing your fingernails or not cleaning up the bathroom sink like you promised, to something more serious like drinking before you drive or texting while you drive, the same principles apply to creating freedom and satisfaction. In today's show, we're going to practice and discuss one of those principles. I call it my third tip for getting a good start on changing any habit. It's called less is more. The bottom line, though, comes from experience, not insight. And that's why you get a chance to practice an experiential exercise in every Habits into Health show. There's no time like the present, so let's go there now. Start by noticing some sensations in this organism you call you. Sensations are the baseline for feelings, so guide your attention to something that you're sensing right now. Perhaps the feeling of air on your face, or a tightness in your neck, a tingle in your belly. It might be simply the sensation of movement, your eyelids fluttering, for instance, your chest or belly rising and falling with your breath, the feeling of your belt around your waist, or the sensation of clothing on your arms or legs. Initially, give yourself permission to not do anything about these sensations. Simply notice. Just noticing is a practice in itself. You might even become aware that your experience of your sensations shifts and changes. Perhaps that itch has eased up or worsened. Maybe the air has turned warm or cold. Maybe your foot is now rocking, or maybe it's still. Just take these few moments to notice. I said earlier that sensations are the baseline for feeling. Feelings are physical as well, let's say more vividly experienced. Try this. Take one hand and rest it on the back of the other hand. I'll do it along with you. And notice what you feel. Start simple with temperature from hot to cold. What I notice is my fingers are a little bit cooler than the palm of my hand. That's just an example. And what about moisture? From very, very wet to very, very dry. As I feel my right hand happens to be the one that's resting on my left hand, I notice that the inside of my right hand feels more moist than the back of my left. Again, just an example. And you might also notice on a continuum of pressure. If you're resting one hand on the other, you may not feel a high level of tension, but you might just be attuned to whether there's tension in one of your hands. So as I do that now, I notice I'm kind of holding my left hand a little awkwardly. and so my fingers feel a little bit tense. And then you can always check around pressure, which is related to tension, but sometimes a little different. In this case, what's the level of pressure of resting one hand against the other? Is it very intense or high pressure? Very low, light, or something in between? Now, let's take the experiment further. Rub your top hand gently on the other and notice what happens, if anything, on these continuums: temperature, moisture, tension, or pressure. For me, temperature rises. I feel warmer in both of my hands. I notice less distinction between the quality of moisture in my right palm versus the back of my left hand. The movement actually reduces some of the tension that I was expressing just a moment ago about my left fingers. And as I rub one hand on the other, the quality of pressure changes as I move from one part of the hand to another. And then you might invite in a quality of feeling. For instance, as you do this, do you have a feeling on the pleasurable end of the scale or on the irritating end of the scale or somewhere in between? Now, speed up the motion of your rubbing and notice again what occurs around temperature, moisture, tension, pressure, or an overall quality of feeling. Now let's take a rest from this, and that means to reduce your level of activity, staying as close as you can to the feeling state, even though you are ceasing the rubbing of one hand on the other, or even resting one hand on the other. It's very much like turning a faucet on a sink from on to off in a measured way, rather than just suddenly shutting it off. This allows you to extend your experience of yourself rather than disengaging from the quality of the experience. What's it like for you to engage in a simple experience like this? Do you feel attracted or repelled? Somewhere in between or uncertain? Is your overall sense of yourself more contactful or less contactful? Filled or empty? Satisfied or depleted? Or somewhere in between, or maybe even uncertain? That's okay. This is a practice of doing less and giving yourself permission to feel more as you do it. And it's an important skill to develop. So I invite you to stay in as much contact with yourself as you can as we shift to discussing this topic. And of course, you're listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm your host. I'm also a health educator and a licensed therapist, and I've had a wide range of experience coaching people who are dealing with habits both big and small. Although I know when you have trouble changing a behavior, no matter what it is, it probably feels pretty big to you, right? My Habits into Health programs, which include this podcast, are about bringing you 21st century approaches to habit change, addiction recovery, and personal growth. It's a holistic perspective and supports you in your path to transformation and freedom. Come visit habitsintohealth.com and let me know what you're learning that's valuable or useful to you, as well as what you're struggling with, or anything you want me to explain further in a future podcast. If you're feeling stuck and frustrated about a behavior you can't change, just click on a link on the website to get my free self-assessment questionnaire. It will get you started, and I'll send you my newsletter once or twice a month to support you in continuing the journey. Now let's talk a little bit about our topic, which is my number 3 tip for getting your desired habit change on a great start. And this tip is called less is more. But here's a first question. Today's exercise was minimalist, wasn't it? It was an opportunity to actually practice less is more. Just doing a very small and simple thing and stretching out what you're feeling about it, stretching out your experience of it. So talking is valuable, yes, but doing is even more so. A lot of what's out there in popular culture worldwide involves pressuring to do more and more and more. The development of extreme sports is one example of this, and well, these days so are the excesses of financial markets. Worldwide, both involve a high level of danger of some kind. And it just seems a lot of the time that ordinary life becomes not enough for a lot of us. And only the extraordinary will do. I can remember once thinking that an ordinary life was average. An average was mediocre. But the truth is that living an ordinary life is actually an extraordinary act of courage. And doing this means something different to you than it does to someone else. For some people, snowboarding off a cliff is terrifying. Just the idea of it is frightening. But if the only way you feel alive is to snowboard off a cliff, what's up with that? I'd be willing to guess that for most people, and this might be true for you, gazing into the eyes of another person for just 5 minutes without talking is dangerous in a different way. If you haven't done it, try it and learn about your limits. At what point do you begin to feel uncomfortable in the exercise? Here's what was true for me and for many of the people I work with every day. The journey to transforming anything, and not just problem habits, anything, starts within. Everything is an inside job. And it begins in small ways, especially in growing your level of comfort with being in your own skin. Less is more does not mean making do with less. It means growing your capacity to experience more of yourself at subtler levels or at less and less extreme levels. If you don't need an extreme experience in order to feel yourself, this is a good thing. Problem habits and addictions, whatever the specifics, almost always involve numbing ourselves to our own aliveness. And if you're like most people, once a behavior becomes a source of discomfort, you have a choice about whether to maintain that pain because other possibilities are too scary. That would be the better to be with the devil you know than the one you don't school of thought. Or you dive right into the scary, or something in between. The Habits into Health model is a middle path, supporting you in doing less than the extremes of either end, and making more of the places in between. You don't have to wait until you're so desperate that you jump off that cliff. And you also don't have to be so passive that you're completely at the mercy of outside forces in your life. Discovering how to do less and feel it more is such an important part of changing any habit, or recovering from any addiction, and growing your best self, so that your ordinary everyday life can be extraordinary. And when you're engaged fully in this experience, you are doing what I call letting your body lead, so that your mind doesn't have to run the show. And you don't have to do this alone. I created the Habits into Health programs, including this podcast, to share a new level of action that builds self-management through self-contact, so that you can connect with yourself in ways that support you in finding your own rhythm, whatever that may be. You can find out more at habitsintohealth.com/get-support. I'm going to sign off for now, leaving these thoughts with you. In Habits into Health, we start small and practice kindness along the way. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits into Health. I support you in turning your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.